celebrating the vision of BYU Hawaii.
This area of the island has always been known as a pu'uhono, or a place of refuge.
This Sunday afternoon of General Conference, we look at the unique history of BYU Hawaii and the 60th anniversary of the Polynesian Cultural Center. Here is Church News Executive Editor Sarah Jane Weaver on KSL News Radio.
This is Sarah Jane Weaver, Executive Editor of the Church News, welcoming you to this special General Conference edition of the Church News Podcast, which was created for KSL News Radio. In 1921, President David O. McKay of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints met with church members in an old chapel in La'ie, Hawaii, where he witnessed many cultures worshiping together as one. There, on the north shore of Oahu, President McKay saw how people can be united by the gospel of Jesus Christ. Brigham Young University, Hawaii, located between the La'ie Hawaii Temple and the neighboring Polynesian Cultural Center, continues to celebrate this unique vision of intercultural peace and unity. Today, we travel with our listeners to the island of Oahu to talk to leaders, students, and performers who exemplify the aloha spirit. We begin today by joining a conversation we had with BYU Hawaii President John S. K. Kawe III about his leadership and about the mission and vision of Brigham Young University Hawaii. Well, President Kawe, we're here in La'ie, in your backyard, on the campus of BYU Hawaii. You're the first Native Hawaiian to ever take the helm of president of this university. Share some of your feelings about the job you have and the path that led you here.
Yeah, so I'm not sure that I ever really imagined that I would be president of BYU Hawaii. But it's been an incredible blessing, especially considering that my ancestors were part of the founding of La'ie and have been part of the families that helped lead here for generations. And so it means a lot to be back here, not just as a Native Hawaiian, but as a descendant of the people who founded this community and worked hard to establish it and maintain it.
I love the timing of your coming here and your background. As I have talked to people about you, they've described you not only as smart, but also pretty cool.
I don't know who you've been talking to about that.
You serve, you can ride a skateboard, you're out with the students.
Yeah.
What has being part of this community meant to you and your wife?
Oh, it's been absolutely amazing. To be able to come here, a place that is home for me, to have family in the community, cousins that I get to reconnect with or connect with for the first time, that's all been wonderful. But for us, really, like, President Nelson talked to Monica and I when he asked us to do this job, and he told us, you know, your students need to see you. You need to be part of campus. They need to see your family as an example. And I remember thinking to my head, like, we can be an example of a family that tries really hard. And that's what we've been, right? And we've tried to be part of our students' lives in such a meaningful way. And for me, it's a dream for this to be my professional responsibility, because I love our students. I love education. I love the church educational system. I love being here in Hawaii. Just wearing myself out for this stewardship is a dream come true.
And we've talked about this today, but there is a special spirit here, a special feeling here. What is it that makes this place, this land, so special?
Well, it's not a new feeling. This area of the island has always been known as a pu'uhonua, or a place of refuge. It's always been a place where all were welcome and all were safe and all were protected. And President McKay came here in 1921 when he was first made an apostle, and he was touring the world, and he had experiences here where he said it was even the most impressive thing he felt was being in the chapel with people from all these different countries, one in Christ. So you think about that, that was more than 100 years ago. An apostle came here and he felt something special. And what he felt was unity in Christ from a diverse group of people. And that hasn't changed since then. I mean, that inspired him to push for the establishment of the Church College of Hawaii, which is now BYU Hawaii. And the temple was here and the Polynesian Cultural Center created after the Church College of Hawaii. All of those amplify the unity in Christ that's felt in this place. So the reason we feel that now today is that we are taking that spirit that President McKay felt and that he asked us to amplify, and we're fulfilling that responsibility. And we've adapted his words into the vision of BYU Hawaii, which is to be an example to the world of intercultural peace through living the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I think when you say, like, you feel something special on this campus, that's what you're feeling. You're feeling a place that is an example to the world of how we can be one in Christ.
And as Elder Clark Gilbert has talked about the different roles of the different universities, he's talked about the important role BYU Hawaii has to play in the Pacific and in Asia. What is the mission here? What are some of the goals? What are you trying to accomplish?
Yeah, so our mission is to prepare students to be disciples of Jesus Christ and leaders in their families, their communities, and their chosen fields and in the church. And if you were to ask Elder Gilbert, kind of, what is the role that BYU Hawaii plays in the church educational system, he would say the Asia-Pacific capstone, those three words, right? And a capstone experience designates like some kind of special culminating experience that really elevates and finishes off, you know, what you've been doing. And so what we view here is that at BYU Hawaii, our role is to take the work that's been done by church leaders all over the world, the work that's been done by BYU Pathway Worldwide in educating and preparing students with English proficiency and college preparation, the work that's been done in seminary and institutes, as well as in the church colleges of the Pacific, and take the training and work that's been done by those parts of the church and bring the fruits of that here and give them that capstone experience where they become the spiritual and intellectual leaders that can change their communities, their families, and really, really make a difference. And again, going back to President David O. McKay's words, he prophesied that BYU Hawaii would produce leaders that the world would hunger for. He called them genuine gold. And so for us, like, the mission is to bring those students who are doing wonderful things, who are stalwart, who the church is invested in and up by other parts of the church educational system, and give them a capstone experience to where they can deliver to the world those promises that President McKay laid out.
And just the proximity of the campus itself. You've got the temple on one side, the Polynesian Cultural Center on the other. How do all of those work into this unique educational environment?
Yeah, it's amazing because those three pillars of this community, they really do work together to create that capstone experience for our students. So a student, in order to come here from the parts of the world that many of our students come from, they need significant financial support. And the Polynesian Cultural Center creates 800 additional jobs where our students can go to work and through our work-study programs help to fund their education. While our students are here, having the temple just a few hundred steps away is vital. It's absolutely vital to this kind of Zion educational community that we have. So our students, a lot of them work in the temple, they attend the temple regularly, they are learning how to worship in the temple and help others worship in the temple. And it's an incredible part of that training to be leaders and to make a difference when they go back to their home countries, to their home communities. Together, the BYU Hawaii and the temple and the Polynesian Cultural Center create exactly the spiritual and intellectual kind of proving grounds and growing and safe growing area that our students need to fulfill the prophecies that are associated with this place.
I think people who visit here would say they felt a welcome. They felt an acceptance. They felt something that might be called the aloha spirit.
Yeah.
How does that play into campus?
It's very, very important. So you think about, and it's been commented on by visiting apostles on many occasions, the love that we're asked to have for one another and the concept of Hawaiian aloha are one and the same. I think the difference here, it's kind of like when you think about Christmas time, when it's Christmas and we're thinking about the Savior and we're talking about his birth, the whole world feels elevated, right? We change the way we treat each other, the things we think about. And that's part of what happens here. You come to Hawaii, you come to this community that's been based on that aloha spirit, and you think about it and you talk about it and you hear that word and it means something and it changes the way you think, the way that you view yourself and the people around you. So it's foundational. It's part of what you feel is this idea that people greet you with that word, and it means more than just hello, right? It means more than just goodbye. It reminds you of the love that you should have for the people around you, and I think it makes a big difference.
Listen to the Church News Podcast to hear interviews with church leaders and stories important to members. Subscribe anywhere you get your favorite podcasts or at thechurchnews.com.
Brigham Young University Hawaii is known for its diverse students, Christ-centered values, and of course, the Aloha spirit. In our last segment, we heard from BYU Hawaii President John S.K. Kawe III on his vision of the university. President Kawe is joined by his wife, Monica, who also has something to say about what makes BYU Hawaii unique.
Well, I think what makes BYU Hawaii special is the students. As I've talked to students and heard their stories, because all of them have a story, I just know that through education, not only secular education, but the spiritual education they get here, that they're going to be able to go back to their home countries and be leaders in the church and in their communities.
The mission of BYU Hawaii is to integrate both spiritual and secular learning and to prepare students with character and integrity who can provide leadership in their families, their communities, their chosen fields, and in the building of the kingdom of God. Young adults from all over the world, especially from the island nations of the Pacific and Asia, come to BYU Hawaii. Many also work at the nearby Polynesian Cultural Center. We now listen to some students' personal experiences of coming to La'i'e and what they have learned along the way.
My name is Kundan Yadav. I'm from India, New Delhi. Well, I had a friend. She joined the church first, and then she one day, out of nowhere, asked me, "Would you like to come to church with me this coming Sunday?" I was like, "Sure, why not?" So I went with her. And since then, till date, I have been active in the church just because of that one small invite. But my family is not a member of the church. It's just me. I got baptized in 2013 when I was 16 years old. I was born in humble circumstances, when it comes to financial terms, but I joined the church. And then when I turned 18, that's when I became the prime breadwinner of my family because of the circumstances. And I'm fortunate to the church that I was able to pick up English. So I learned English. And then after a couple of years, I was like, I want to go on a mission, but I was not willing to go on a mission because of my family circumstances. What will happen if I leave? But then God blessed me enough that I was able to go on a mission after when I was 21. And then I went for 2 years, came back. My family was taken care because of the blessings that I experienced in my life. Well, I did not have plans to study because of, as I said, of my family. But then when I was on mission, I understood the importance of life, education. And there was one of my friends who knew about BYU Hawaii. He was applying for it. I was like, what is this all about? I was like, this is where there is an iWork scholarship where you can work and study simultaneously. I was like, this will be perfect because back home I could not study and work simultaneously. So I was like, if I can go there, work, and be able to earn at the same time so that I can look after my family still. So because I'm still the prime breadwinner of my family, to be able to obtain education, something what I love about computers. And I was like, oh, this will be perfect. So that's why I chose to come here and study here. But there has never been a single minute or a second when I regretted the decision to come here. It's because not just the academic life that I have been able to improve, but all the other major aspects of my life. I got to learn more about relationship. I have been able to work with the stake presidency and be able to learn how the stake function. And I've met with some of the greatest people here, both inside the church and outside the church. And what I say here is just the school is not helping us do better just in my academic life, but all the aspects of life.
So my name is Jennifer Locke. I'm from Hong Kong. I've been grew up as a church member my whole life, but both of my parents are all converts. So both of my parents go to school here at BYU Hawaii. And so growing up, I always heard wonderful stories about the school and how diverse it is. And my sister, who she has also graduated here, were also telling me the same experience. And so that really inspired me to come here. So when I first got here, I work at the Polynesian Cultural Center. I work at the Luau. And so the spirit of Aloha, it's the biggest thing that they wanted to express to everybody who come here. And to me, the spirit of aloha means welcome, means friendliness, it means family, and it also means love. And so seeing people as who they are and the hope for world peace also tremendously increase, because one thing that we usually do on every semester, everybody will share their culture and perform. And in that setting, I remember President Kawe said, like, oh, wow, that's what world peace would look like if everybody are willing to, you know, be open about themselves and to learn from each other. And so I think that's one thing that I changed, is to see things in a holistic perspective.
My name is Lopati Burgess. I've been dancing for 2 years and a half. Yeah, it's the dream come true. To me, it's an opportunity that a lot of people doesn't really get. Because when I was back home in Samoa, I went to schools and I feel like it's not really for me because of my standards. So I feel like BYU is the answer. Not only that it has the standards of the church, but also the resources that helps me pursue my career. It's something that I really appreciate. Coming here, I was kind of nervous at first, dancing in front of the whole crowd, like hundreds of people. And right now, like, I'm confident in myself dancing in front of them. Being able to share them part of my culture is all the dream. Make them know that my culture is something that is precious to me, and it's important for them to know how that feels. It doesn't even feel like a job to me because I'm doing something that it belongs to me, but also it belongs for some of my other brothers of here. So every night I perform Tonga, Fiji and Samoa, and I also play the key role of a father for the show. So I feel like portraying that to the people and help them connect to the story that we're portraying helps them feel connected to our ohana and what we're trying to help them feel about our culture. It's a blessing to me to be able to do that and to perform in front of them. The one thing is being able to connect with them and learn about their culture and being able to dance in their own culture. I've always loved learning about new experiences, and that is one of the greatest blessings of what I'm doing right now. Being able to dance Fiji was very unique from the Samoan dance, and also being able to dance Tonga as well, which is an entirely different dance as well. And dancing it makes me feel like, well, when I'm on stage, I'm not going to be Samoan. When I dance Tongan, I'm going to be Tongan. If I'm dancing Fiji, I'm going to be Fijian at that time. So I feel like that's the greatest blessings of being here.
Celebrating the vision of BYU Hawaii.
This area of the island has always been known as a pu'uhonua, or a place of refuge.
This Sunday afternoon of General Conference, we look at the unique history of BYU Hawaii and the 60th anniversary of the Polynesian Cultural Center. Here is Church News Executive Editor Sarah Jane Weaver on KSL News Radio.
Last October, the Polynesian Cultural Center celebrated its 60th anniversary. The Cultural Center is a place where tourists can explore the rich heritage of the Pacific Islands and where students exemplify the motto, One Ohana Sharing Aloha. President P. Alfred Grace is a convert to the church and the current president and CEO of the Polynesian Cultural Center. He attended BYU Hawaii as a young adult from New Zealand, becoming a dance and tour guide in the PCC, then moving up in the ranks to his current role. He credits his education at BYU Hawaii for teaching him values that left an enduring imprint on his life. I recorded a conversation with him at the PCC, learning even more about this important theme, One Ohana Sharing Aloha.
We're sitting here in La'ie, Hawaii at the Polynesian Cultural Center. Last year, the center celebrated 60 years, 60th anniversary. And I want to start by just talking to you about what the draw is of this place, what makes it so special.
Yeah, I think if you listen to what our guests have said over the last 60 years, the biggest draw here is our young employees, particularly our students attending BYU Hawaii. They represent to many of our guests a spirit and attitude that isn't really found a lot of places in the world anymore that people visit. So when I talk to the guests, when they give us feedback, typically it will be about how wonderful the young people were here at the PCC, how much they love their guide, how much they love their waitress, how much they really appreciated learning from the young men and women in the villages.
You know, we were here 2 days ago, and if you would ask us what our experience would have been, it would have been identical. We loved the young people that we met, from the performers to all the folks who were working. We met a young man who worked in the dining hall who was an art major, and he said he walked into the dining hall and saw that big mural and just felt like he was home. He was happy to be here, happy to be working, and he was delighted to be among all of the guests.
And that's very important for us. We are here not only to provide an opportunity for students attending Brigham Young University Hawaii to help subsidize their education. More importantly, our goal is to help them develop skill sets and talents that will aid them in their future careers and in their future service, wherever it may take them. And so our young people learn how to accommodate literally hundreds of different nationalities through the experiences here at the Polynesian Cultural Center. So when they graduate, they have a much better ability to accommodate and to engage and to communicate with people from around the world.
Well, and can you just give us an overview of the history over 6 decades? How did this place come about? What is the goal? And how has it evolved over 6 decades?
So when Brigham Young University Hawaii began, originally as Church College of Hawaii back in the mid-50s, it was here to accommodate students from around the Pacific Rim and the Pacific Islands. However, most of those students could not afford to pay for the education through their own funding or their family's funding. So it became apparent relatively quickly that they would have to have some employment opportunities here. The Polynesian Cultural Center had been thought of many years ago by Elder Matthew Cowley as an opportunity for the saints from the Pacific Islands to come to Hawaii to visit the temple. At that time, there were no other temples in the Pacific, and to be able to stay in villages of their own making, perform for guests, and help subsidize their costs of travel to the temple. And so that idea was revisited in the late 50s, and the thought then came that we could build a cultural center, a Polynesian cultural center. And there were a couple of activities at the time that really supported that thought. One was the famous Hukilau taking place right down here, where guests were just having an amazing time on the beach, dining at the Hukilau Luau experience. The second thing that was happening at that time was students were already performing in a show called Polynesian Panorama down in Waikiki, which had proven to be successful. Now, the Polynesian Cultural Center was taking it significantly further than that. And there was a statement made as the center was being built that it would be a flop. And the statement was made by tourism executives who said, who in their right mind is going to drive all the way out to the other side of the island to see amateurs perform at the Polynesian Cultural Center? No one's going to do it. And so that was a challenge that we had to overcome. And at the very beginning, the students used to line the road that went by the Polynesian Cultural Center and try and wave to the buses, wave to the people, and invite them to come into the PCC. And there were some hard times at the beginning, but after a few years, it became very obvious that the Polynesian Cultural Center was going to be a success, that visitors to Hawaii did really enjoy meeting these amateur performers, these young men and women attending at that time Church College of Hawaii and now Brigham Young University Hawaii. And so there was a subsequent newspaper article that said, the Polynesian Cultural Center, the flop that flipped.
Well, I'll tell you, they don't feel amateur.
They're not. Many of them come having a very good understanding of their culture and their heritage, and yet many others come having no clue about their culture and heritage, having been raised in cities, not only in the Pacific, but also in the USA. They come from Salt Lake City, they come from Carson City, they come from San Francisco. All these cities where their families immigrated to, they come to the Polynesian Cultural Center and they learn their heritage, they learn who they are. And that's extremely meaningful to them, but also to their family.
Well, it feels like when you're here that everyone can sort of pick up the best virtues, the best values of Polynesia. Are there values that you think people can learn as they come here? Things that they may observe or experience and say, wow, I want to be a little more like that.
So our motto is one ohana sharing aloha. Ohana is a Hawaiian word for family. And so we see ourselves as one family sharing aloha. Our vision is to spread aloha around the world. The way we do that is we spread aloha around the world by first of all sharing it with our guests. Well, but even before that, we share it one with another. And again, the spirit of aloha is basically another way of sharing the values taught by our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, the way the guests spread that is many guests will look at this and say, well, there's something special about this place. Everyone was so nice. At first, I thought they were just acting, but then I could see that they were treating everyone that way, not just me, but everybody, their fellow employees and everyone else. There was a respect for each other that I really liked. I felt comfortable with it. I enjoyed it. And I have this desire now to actually act the same way with other people that I come in contact with wherever I go, because I enjoy this kind of feeling, this relationship, this spirit of aloha that we like to call it. So that's really our aspirational vision. It's to spread aloha around the world by allowing our guests, all 500,000 of them annually, to experience the spirit of aloha where everyone is considerate, neighborly, and treats them like family, and to recognize that they can treat other people that way.
Listen to the Church News Podcast to hear interviews with church leaders and stories important to members. Subscribe anywhere you get your favorite podcasts or at thechurchnews.com.
Welcome back. In this final segment, we continue our conversation about the Polynesian Cultural Center with the current CEO of the PCC, P. Alfred Grace. He shares a little bit about his own history and then answers one of our favorite questions on the Church News Podcast. What do you know now?
Well, I'd love it if you could share your story. You come from New Zealand, end up at BYU Hawaii, and then sort of make that your life and your career.
Yes, I was following the program. I came here to attend BYU Hawaii. Where I diverted from the program is I fell in love with a Hawaiian girl, and she decided that she did not want to leave Hawaii. So we have been here ever since, raised our family here, and I've had this amazing opportunity to make the Polynesian Cultural Center almost my entire career while I've been here, starting as a student employee, dancing in the shows, and then working in sound crews, light crews, then working in reservations, learning a lot of different skill sets, learning how to deal with people, communicate, and then moving into marketing and then into operations and eventually into this role. So it's been a wonderful journey. I really couldn't think of a better place I'd enjoy to work. Every day I get to come here and enjoy these wonderful young people who are full of faith. They have great aspirations, and we're actually engaged in helping them to achieve their lifetime and eternal goals.
Here in La'ie, you have sort of three staples. You've got the university and the PCC and the temple. How do those three things kind of work together?
The temple, again, is a bedrock on which everything here in La'ie stands. And the Brigham Young University, Hawaii, in its own way, has such an amazing mission. It is literally creating the leadership of the church in some of the developing countries now, throughout the Pacific, throughout Asia. Many of the wonderful leadership that we have in the church can't trace its roots right back here to this relatively small campus, but highly impactful campus, and the Polynesian Cultural Centre first and foremost exists to support Brigham Young University of Hawaii and the students, not only in providing employment opportunities, but again, much more importantly, exposing our young people, our young students, to people from all around the world. These are discerning customers. They are coming here expecting to get their money's worth. And these students not only meet their expectations, they far exceed their expectations. That kind of confidence in achieving that kind of rapport with students, they take their confidence with them and they return to their homelands. They return with a degree and they return with a resume and experiences that is really hard to beat. These are highly competent young men and women that leave that campus. I count it a huge, huge blessing to have gone to school here at Brigham Young University of Hawaii and to count people from all around this world as my good friends.
How has the gospel of Jesus Christ blessed your life?
First of all, I would say this. It's the best decision I ever made, to join the church. And by making that decision, I was able to understand what provided real happiness for me. It allowed me to come to BYU Hawaii. Here in BYU Hawaii, I met my wife. So the gospel has just been basically everything in my life, along with my family and my loved ones and the gospel. It's basically everything.
Well, I have one final question. It's my favorite question. I love to ask it in interviews, and it's, what do you know now? And what do you know now that you've learned from the PCC?
I know now from the PCC more than I ever knew before to appreciate my fellow men. And that's important because it's where I find real joy. You know, my favorite times are with my family. My favorite times are coming to work with my Polynesian Cultural Center or Hana. I go away on vacation and most times I can't wait to get back to work. There's not a lot of places to work like here in La'i'e, where you've got this beauty of Hawaii. You've got the temple, you've got Brigham Young University, or you've got the PCC, and you've got this amazing community of La'i'e where everyone treats your children like their own children, where they watch out for each other. We are sort of one big family sharing aloha. That's what I learned most, is it's much better to be a part of an extended family than to be by yourself.
You have been listening to a special General Conference edition of the Church News podcast created for KSL News Radio. On this episode, we explored the unique purpose and vision of BYU Hawaii and the Polynesian Cultural Center. To hear more about BYU Hawaii and the Polynesian Cultural Center, as well as other conversations discussing news and events of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, find us on your favorite podcasting channel, on the Church News app, or online at thechurchnews.com.